I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. The Jewish Theater of Bloomington presents Coming to See Aunt Sophie at the Bloomington Playwrights Projects Theater, opening Saturday, June 13th and continuing through the 21st. Coming to See Aunt Sophie was the code phrase used by Jan Karski, a young Catholic courier for the Polish underground during World War II. Karski was recruited by the Jews to take the message of the Holocaust to Churchill in England and to FDR in the United States. Our guests are Gerard Powles, a veteran regional actor and director, and David Gordon Johnson, a soon-to-be graduate from both IU Theater and Music. In Arthur Finesod's play, it's 1985, and the elder Karski, Gerard Powles, is being interviewed for a documentary as he reflects on his life.
Well, old Karski is a man who is proud-bearing. He has been a professor for 25 years or so in the United States. But he is a man at that point in life when his perspective on what he did as a young man has changed. And so there is a tension between the two characters of the young Mr. Karski and the older Mr. Karski looking back.
David Gordon Johnson plays the role of Karski as a young courier, and four other actors play all the characters in his adventures.
Young Karski is something of a hothead, and on top of that, felt that he really did all that he could do to save the Jews of Poland. And without the perspective of years that old Karski has, it's much easier for him to look at his path through Europe to America as a heroic journey rather than something that maybe didn't do all that it could have.
Jerry, the older Karski's a bit hesitant about the production of this documentary that's the frame for Coming to See Aunt Sophie.
Older Karski is a more difficult subject to deal with. He's a bit irascible. He has, again, that perspective change and how he looks at what he did as a young man, but also the fact that he doesn't want to relive that because time may heal many wounds, but it doesn't necessarily dim the memory. And so it becomes painful to even think about some of the things or young Karski did. So older Karski is reluctant to do the interview and balks several times during the process because it just becomes too much for him to deal with.
Just four other actors, female Other One and Two and male Other One and Two, play the more than 70 figures from Karski's life, often with only a change of a prop or perhaps just a hat.
There are plenty of hats. I think our male Other One goes through at least 9 or 10 over the course of the show.
David, as the older Karski reflects on his life, you as the younger Karski are reliving it, using that code phrase, coming to see Aunt Sophie, with visits to the camps and the ghetto that the Jews have arranged to prepare for your role as a messenger to Churchill and FDR.
It's very interesting keeping the tension up inside the scenes where we are in the ghetto or in the camp, especially because so much of the dramatic narrative at those times is carried by old Karski reliving the memory. So it's on the actors on stage to take his words and make them come to life.
David Gordon Johnson plays the young Jan Karski, the Polish World War II courier, carrying the message of the Holocaust to Britain and America. And Gerard Powles appears as the older Karski. The director, Dale McFadden, also directed the play's premiere in Germany and productions in Poland and Terre Haute. The Jewish Theater of Bloomington's production of Coming to See Aunt Sophie at the Bloomington Playwrights Project Theater opens on June 13th and continues through the 21st. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.